It's finished at Sunderland. Manchester United have done all they can. That Rooney goal was enough for the 3 points. Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
It remains the most unforgettable day in the history of the world's most watched football league, the English Premier League. Sergio Aguero's goal for Manchester City 93 minutes and 20 seconds into the last game of the season against Queen's Park Rangers, who themselves survived relegation by the thinnest possible margin. The result handed City a long-awaited title and snatched it away from perennial winners and neighbours Manchester United. I'm Adam Peacock, and 10 years on, Code Sports and the Fox Football Podcast bring you the Aguero goal, drama and delirium. This podcast tracks the events leading up to and every moment of a day of absolute chaos from a Manchester City playing perspective and Jolene Lescott.
Now the thoughts are wild. I can't leave the house. I don't want to go on holiday over the summer. I knew it was like the Euros were coming. Thinking I don't want to go.
From a Queen's Park Rangers perspective, Neda Manua, who was a Manchester City player for 15 years before being brutally cut by manager Roberto Mancini.
At this point, Mancini had lost his mind. He was basically coming to the sideline just to curse at his players. That's what he was doing. That was his sort of like tactical thing. Just come and just tell them they're all crap, basically.
There's the perspective of a broadcaster, Sam Matterface, who called the mayhem for radio.
I'm not a Manchester City supporter. I'm not a Manchester United supporter. I'm not a Liverpool supporter. Ultimately, when massive moments happen, when the course of history is changed by a single second of action, you can't help but get swept up in it, and it engulfs you, and you're pulled in, and your heart beats at a much faster rate.
And the day is recounted through the eyes of a Manchester City fan, Sarah Loftus. She was 14 at the time, and going through a really dark situation. Football was a ray of light on her life.
People do think it sounds dramatic when I say like it helped me stay alive, but it just gave me a purpose and it gave me an excuse to not like, I guess, wallow in self-pity.
This is the Aguero goal, drama and delirium. Brought to you by Code Sports and the Fox Football Podcast.
G'day, it's Matty Johns here from the Matty Johns Podcast. Now, each week on a Wednesday, I'm going to talk rugby league, bringing listeners to the very latest from the NRL, including insight analysis from one of the sharpest minds in the game, Cooper Cronk. Plus, on Fridays, we'll bring you inside the Johns family household.
When I googled electric eel, it came up with the most frequently asked questions. First one was, can I power my house with electric eels?
Whether it's NRL or laughs, there's something in this podcast for everyone. Search for the Matty Johns Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.